You're listening to SBS News.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews today delivering more sad news.
There are now 293 deaths due to coronavirus, 293. That is an increase of 4 since yesterday's report. Of course, our thoughts and best wishes are with the families of each of those 4 Victorians. This will be an incredibly difficult time for them, and we send our best wishes and our support and our condolences to them. Those 4 individuals include one female in her 80s, 2 males in their 80s, and one female in her 90s. 2 of those 4 deaths are connected with aged care outbreaks.
The deaths, a sign the virus continues running rampant in the state. More than 2,000 of Victoria's nearly 8,000 active cases are in aged care, and about 70% of the nation's virus death toll have been among aged care residents. Prime Minister Scott Morrison told 2GB Radio that community transmission is largely at fault for the aged care crisis.
It's a very complex issue. And at the end of the day, the reason we are having this challenge is because there's widespread community transmission in Victoria. I mean, that's why we're not having those problems in New South Wales or in Queensland or elsewhere, because there's not widespread community transmission. I mean, it's impacting hospitals. It's impacting health workforces all over Victoria. And aged care is no exception to that. There's not some special force field.
But Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Brett Sutton, says the state's harsh coronavirus restrictions are starting to have a distinct positive effect. The latest daily figures show 303 new coronavirus cases in the state. That's down from 372 new cases on Friday. Dr. Sutton says recent data should give Victorians at least some hope and confidence.
I always reinforce no room for complacency. But I do think it's important that people understand that the actions that they've taken, especially in recent weeks, are showing up in our numbers now. And so people should have hope and confidence that the things that we know work are now manifesting in our daily counts.
Still, the Premier is warning the public against lockdown fatigue.
We've got to do this right. Otherwise, if we let our frustration get the better of us, then, and we kind of pretend that the second wave's over when it really isn't, and open up when there's too many cases out there, then all we're really doing is we're just kicking off a third wave and potentially a fourth. That's not what we want to do. We need to defeat this as best we can. That's not easy, but it will be much more likely if we all keep making good decisions and if we just let our inherent strength shine.
Meanwhile, the Labor Party is calling for federal-level scrutiny of the Ruby Princess cruise ship saga. In March, around 2,700 passengers were permitted to disembark the ship at Sydney's Circular Quay without proper virus screening. A New South Wales Special Commission of Inquiry report reveals a coronavirus outbreak on board the ship infected 663 Australians and led to 28 deaths, 20 in Australia and 8 in the United States. The report says mistakes made by state health authorities are inexcusable, inexplicable, and unjustifiable. Federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese says a Morrison government is not off the hook.
The Commission of Inquiry outlines a range of foulings from the federal government, and indeed the Commissioner has as well given damning comments about the failure of the federal government to participate in this inquiry. What that means is that there are questions which are left unanswered that'll have to be pursued through other means.
New South Wales opposition leader Jodie McKay has told the Nine Network New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian must also address the report immediately.
I think it's only proper that the Premier stands up today. I don't accept that a few days from now is appropriate. It's a 300-page report, but it is a report I've read and many people have read, and I think that the response needs to come from the Premier today.
The comments come as New South Wales records 9 new COVID-19 cases. The new cases include 2 staff at Chopsticks Asian Cuisine at Smithfield RSL in Sydney Southwest. Diners at the restaurant may have been exposed to the virus after 2 staffers worked while potentially infectious. The state's Deputy Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeremy McAnulty, says people who dined there recently need to be proactive.
Anyone who dined at the Chop 6 Asian cuisine restaurant from Friday the 31st of July to Saturday the 9th of August is considered a casual contact who must monitor for symptoms and immediately get tested and self-isolate if symptoms occur.
In Queensland, Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has confirmed two members of a cargo ship off the Queensland coast who tested positive to coronavirus on Friday have now been evacuated to hospital.
We have very strong measures in place, so I want to reassure the community that both Maritime Safety and Queensland Health are working collaboratively together to make sure that the ship is absolutely being monitored and the two people who tested positive have now been removed directly to hospital.
About four men have also been caught attempting to evade the state's border restrictions. The men were intercepted trying to sail a houseboat from New South Wales to their home in Cairns. Ms. Palaszczuk says it proves anyone trying to undermine border restrictions will not succeed. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. SBS News, Sonia Lal.